Always been a huge fan of The Police, the first three albums especially, because the way that they were recorded, in my head, they're just so dry and direct sounding. There was not any sort of slick production on it. And all that was left is this incredible band playing together. And for me, up until and including Ghost in the Machine, I think was Sting's best period of writing. And this song, it was a song when I was a kid and I heard it, I was actually able to play it on my guitar because it was so simple. It was four chords and I could actually play it with my pals in the garage.
Right.
Although even at 14 or 15, none of us could sing that high, even though we were barely scratching the surface of puberty. None of us could sing that high.
It's quite an achievement, Sting.
Yes, yeah. Certainly is.
Well done, that man. Final choice is London Calling by The Clash.
London Calling is probably the most influential rock and roll album from the whole punk rock genre. I hate using that word. I wish there was a better term because The Clash were so above that term, so above all the nonsense and the posturing of what punk rock became and still is today. They created their own sound. They created their own sense of fashion. They were visceral and urgent and current. You know, listening to their music was the same thing as opening up a newspaper and reading the headlines. Very, very important band. And at the time, when you got to listen to them, you're sort of getting a lesson in current events in England. We had to seek out an exchange student at the college from England that we knew, explain some of this to us because we don't understand some of the terminology. What's a bed sit room?
Yeah.
It's like, like we don't understand this. To me, the most phenomenal thing about them, how much they recorded and how much in a 5 or 6 year period of time, they progressed and they grew. But I was just always overwhelmed at the fearlessness of that band.
Right. Tell me about Rebel Beat, because it's great to have Goo Goo Dolls back here doing a new single, new album on the way.
Yeah, I was walking around downtown New York City and there was a little street blocked off and there was this block party going on there. And I was standing at the barricade at the end of the street and just looking at it. My emotions were so split at that moment because it was such a happy, joyful experience to see that. And then at the same time, I felt this incredible kind of loneliness, this kind of longing, wow, God, I want to be part of something like that.
Yeah.
And then we went up to the studio and it just sort of came out, these lyrics that were sort of about getting a second chance in life. And then wondering about these people who are obviously very working class people, and this is where they go. This is where they belong. Places like New York and Los Angeles, you see these people going about their tasks every day and you don't know where they go at the end of the day. And then I found out where they went and what they were doing. And I was really, really moved by it.
And the result is there.
Yeah.
On Rebel Beat. John, thank you so much for choosing the tracks today.
Thank you so much for having me.